Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. Kyle Quinn producing the show back at the station. Hugh Douglas, good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philadelphia. How everybody doing today, man? I don't have anything witty to say.
Well, this is a beautiful day, Hugh. Yeah, We're down at Eagles training camp. The guys are out there stretching right now, getting ready for practice. We'll have Jordan Mailata and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. on the show.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
A little later on. Excited to talk to those guys. Obviously, Jordan Mailata, he's always got some interesting things to say. And Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Hugh, a guy with a real opportunity this year with N'Kobe Dean down for a little while. A guy who could potentially be starting to start the year on defense.
Very, very smart football player, man. I'm curious to see, you know, when we get a chance to talk to him. I got a lot of questions I'm going to ask him. But, yeah, that has an opportunity to go out there and be a starter this year.
I got to get some of his – we got to get some of his memories from you as a
You know what?
Kid,
I don't think – like I don't think he has many. You know what I mean? To be honest, I know our kids all grew up together. But I would be interested to see what he remembers.
Yeah.
I would say probably not a lot.
I mean, it's just the coolest story ever. Like, yeah. To be playing for the team, playing for the franchise that your dad played for, you get to wear his number, you get to play the same position, really cool stuff. So really excited to talk to Jeremiah Trotter Jr. later on. As we said, Jordan Mailata, those guys will join us after practice today. You want to get in and start the show, 215-592-9494 is how you get in. And as Eagles training camp gets underway here, a lot of storylines surrounding this team. But one that I'm really interested in, Hugh, when we look at this season, is the offense and how things look compared to last year. Because let's face it, this year, or last season, despite the fact that the Eagles in the NFC Championship game, the Super Bowl, they threw the ball really effectively. That was a team that ran the ball to a lot of their success last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were a dominant running team. They rode Saquon Barkley for a long way last season. Saquon had an incredible year. But as we look at this team this year, I think the offense needs to change. I think the offense needs to evolve. I personally think they need to be more of a pass-heavy team this year. I'm not saying they need to come out, throw the ball, you know, 60, 70% of the time. But I don't think that the Eagles can run the ball with the same kind of frequency that they did last year. I think they need to change. I want to know how people feel. 215-592-9494. Do you feel like the Eagles need to be more pass heavy this year? And I'll ask you to start the show, Hugh. Do you think that the Eagles, as we go into this year, need to adjust, need to be more pass heavy? Or do you think, you know, don't fix something that ain't broken?
That's a deep question, TK. And for a minute, allow me to long talk, because I think I need to long talk, because that you gave me a lot to chew on. Thanks, Kyle. But like when you ask questions like that, I just can't answer them simply yes or no. Because I feel like this. First and foremost, the NFL, the way teams play you, is going to predict how you have success offensively. Now, we know that the rushing attack for us was phenomenal this year. Well, last year, I should say. And we benefited tremendously from having a back like Saquon Barkley. But every team that you play is not going to be equipped to stop your running game. That's a fact. When we talk about the Kansas City Chiefs and how they were able to stymie Saquon Barkley, they were better equipped up front with the personnel that they had to stop the run. Every team is not like that. Now, the question you're asking me, do they need to evolve a little bit and you know, throw the ball a little bit more? I would say yes. I would say yes to that question, but it's going to be on a week-to-week basis what you do that you're going to have success with. And not only that, giving the ball and throwing the ball to your targets doesn't necessarily mean receivers all the time. You know, John Ritchie pointed out yesterday that he saw a lot of the running backs catching the ball out of the backfield, and they're trying to get them more involved in the passing game. That might be the way. And I remember when Andy Reid was here, a lot of times the screen pass out of the backfield to the running back was the equivalent to a run play. So I'm assuming that the Eagles are thinking the same thing, and they're going to lean more into that, you know. So your bread and butter – and the thing that teams are going to have to stop when it comes to the Eagles, I think first and foremost going into this season, is they're going to have to stop the run. So when you say that, I think that there probably is a formula for them to pass the ball more, but don't get too far away from what gave you success last year.
Yeah, no, I get you. And if you want to get in 215-592-9494, do you think the Eagles need to be more of a pass-heavy team this season? And I do. And the reason I really feel this way is you look around the league – these teams are smart. I mean, the run game was dominant last year. I do think there's an element of it that kind of caught teams off guard. And I think during the season, when teams, they really have what? I mean, a week to prepare for you, the week they're kind of leading into that game. You know every defensive staff in the NFL with the Eagles on their schedule this year. I mean, they're looking at how do we slow down this running game? Mm-hmm. How do we force the Eagles into doing things they don't want to do? And I think you look at the great teams in the past, like the Patriots with Brady. They would change almost week to week. Like, they'd have games where they'd come out and they'd throw the ball 40 times. It would be Brady to Randy Moss. They'd come out the next week and they'd run the ball 40 times. You look at the Chiefs the last couple of years. They've transitioned from an explosive passing team, then they became more of a run-dominant team, then this past year they became more of a dink-and-dunk team. I just think when you look at how the great teams stay great, it's because they change and they don't really stay the same.
But see, that's the thing, TK. Every team that you're talking about, they adapted to what the other teams did to them. Now, there's going to be – like, in order to keep teams honest, you're going to have to run the ball. There has to be a threat to run the football. And we saw last year when Spags basically said, hey, you know what? Beat us with your arm. Jalen was able to do that. Now, a team that starts the season, they might – the Dallas Cowboys come in, and they might try that. But when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, and I know they've added a few pieces. Michael Parsons having some issues with, you know, his contract and everything. He says he's going to be in camp. But they're not really equipped up front to stop the run. So going into that game, I don't think you deviate too much from the game plan that you had last year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because physically up front, the personnel that they have, I don't think they're equipped to stop the run like that.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. I think certainly, like, you'll look at what a defense does, and that'll impact how you kind of operate. I'm just interested in this season, as you go into it, like, what the mindset is. And here was A.J. Brown talking. This was way back in the offseason. This is before the Eagles hired Kevin Petullo. But here was A.J. on his thoughts and whether the offense needs to change a little bit this year.
You know, we don't know who's going to be the OC yet, but, you know, there's definitely going to be some changes. You know, we have to change. You know, we just won. You know, everybody has the film on us.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
we got to adapt, you know. So we're not afraid of that. We've been doing that each and every year. But, you know, this time it may have to be a little more drastically, you know. But, you know, it's a part of the game. It's a part. That's what we do it for.
And I'm sure AJ, you know, he'd like to see him throw the ball a bit more. He'd like to see a little more action.
Yeah.
But here was a little more. This was actually Jalen Hurts. Jalen kind of giving the other perspective.
Is there a part of you, with your inputs, says, hey, you know, maybe it's time that we can do this and we'd like to see it happen even more?
No, there isn't. It's a matter of finding ways to win the game, you know. It's a matter of finding ways they win the game. It's my mentality and my desire to win has evolved over time because of my experiences. And so it's nothing about winning, you know. I've been a very long time being told that I got to do it a certain type of way. That didn't get me the win when I did it the way that everybody wanted me to do it. And so that's something that I carry with me. And I'm speaking specifically towards, you know, you guys have seen the speech where pregame speech before last year's final game, talking about having an opportunity to go out there and kind of go prove yourself on a big stage. But when you put so much energy towards the product and performance, you kind of lose sight of what the main thing is in winning. And so I think having that loss has done nothing but motivate me from that point on in 2022 now to just find ways to win regardless of how it looks. And so my input and my voice in something will not be a proponent of projection to what you can see in any area of the game. It's just a matter of trying to find ways to win. That's all that matters to me. And I just want the team to have that same mentality as well.
And what Jalen's saying there is right. Like, obviously, you do whatever it takes to win. That's what they did last year. But when I talk about the passing, I don't think it's needing to prove anything. Like, I don't think, you know, I don't want the Eagles to change because it needs to look a different way. I just think it's going to be a necessity. I just have trouble believing that the running game is going to be able to be as dominant this year.
You know what? I kind of disagree, TK, with that premise, because for the last couple of days, you know, I've been turning on television, and Jalen has been a hot topic.
Always.
Always a hot topic. He's a hot button. And it's always in comparison to, and the two names that I always hear is Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Now, when you talk about individual talent, I can't put Jalen in that stratosphere because he's not that. You know, but when I look at resume, and I'm going to say it again, resume, Jalen's resume stands out over both of those guys. But we are so, like, what Jalen said is profound, in my opinion, because he basically is saying he's going to do whatever it takes to win a football game, regardless of how that looks. Now, the other two guys, they've had a lot of success with style points and being able to thrive and achieve with lesser talent. Now, I'm not the one that's going to penalize Jalen for Howie's ability to go out and put premium talent around him. I would venture to think that either one of those guys that we like to talk about so fondly, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, would – well, I'll probably take that back. They probably won't get back no money. But they would probably give one of their, you know, man parts to be a part of a team that has this much firepower.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what, I was trying to clean it up.
I like the phrasing of that.
No, I'm just saying, but for whatever reason – people are penalizing Jalen because of the Eagles' ability to sign contracts, to get top quality players, and put talent around their subpar or not as good a quarterback as other teams have. You know who this reminds me of? And I'm going to keep saying it until y'all understand where I'm coming from. Joe Montana.
Okay.
Joe Montana, when you talk about the era he came up with, Dan Marino, who was it, Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly.
With all the, like, all of those quarterbacks.
Boomer Esiason,
the quarterback club, all those cats. All those cats, when you look at their measurables, were better than Joe Montana individually, right? They were better than him, right?
Yeah, they were, yep.
No, I'm not getting on you, TK.
I'm
preaching right now.
Yeah, I'm letting you
I'm
go.
I'm preaching.
Yeah.
And look, when you talk about the talent, John Taylor, Jerry Rice, I forgot the tight end's name, the running back, Roger Craig and those guys. They had talented guys around them. Dan Marino went to one Super Bowl. Dan Marino's a Hall of Famer, you know. But when you talk about talent and on an individual level, that's one thing. Yes, Joe Montana was not as talented as Dan Marino. But Joe Montana was considered a GOAT at one point.
Yeah.
With the noodle arm, with the precision noodle arm. And he had talent around him, but nobody's talking about him. Like, oh, well, Joe Montana wouldn't have been so great if he had that talent around him. But for whatever reason, Jalen's getting penalized because he has that. And he, not only that, he unquantifiable intangibles, that, like I always talk about. He has something about him where he's a leader of men. The first thing that you look at, remember when Chris Sims in the huddle with John Gruden, he couldn't spit the play out. The first thing that you have to have as a quarterback is a commanding presence. For whatever reason, Jalen has that.
He does have that, for sure.
He has that. Jalen, his teammates love him. I think back with Jordan Mailata at the end of the Super Bowl. He said, hey, man, you're that guy or whatever he said. They respect him. They respect him. And they're willing to run through brick walls for him. Now, AJ might not feel the same as he felt a few years ago, but AJ's on a championship team, and he's had a lot of success with Jalen Hurts. Now, this year might be different. He might get a chance to touch the rock a little bit more. That's the ebb and flow of football. But you can't diminish what Jalen brings to the table.
No, absolutely not. And I don't think, like, I don't look at it as diminishing Jalen. I just think the offense needs to evolve as things move forward here. 215-592-9494. And I'll ask Kyle Quinn back at the station today. Kyle, do you think the Eagles need to be more of a pass-heavy team as we head into this season?
Yeah, and that was a nice filibuster by Douglas. And a cute answer.
Why does it always get personal?
Hey,
Jalen
was
Hurts.
Cooking there, man.
Why does it always get personal?
Well, I mean, because the whole thing was a cop-out. Like, to sit there and just say, whatever it takes to win the game. Like, yeah, obviously, I understand that. Nobody knows what it's going to look like on a game-to-game basis. But let's be honest about what this thing's going to look like next year. The formula for the Eagles for how they win is probably going to change in a drastic way. I mean, I guarantee you're not getting 2,000 yards from Saquon again. You're probably not going to be the number one defense in football again. You know, now, does that mean they're going to be 10? No, probably not. Maybe they'll be 5. But things are going to look a little bit different. And by the way, you think we're going to be able to go through an entire another season of just handing the ball off all the time, and AJ Brown's not going to have a problem with that.
Well, that's another element.
Realistic about this thing? The Eagles are probably, just by happenstance, like the way that the NFL works and the way that teams are going to challenge them next season, they're going to have to throw the ball more to win. Like, the Chiefs probably put the formula out there in the Super Bowl for what to do to stop the Eagles' running game. Now, good for Jalen. He beat them. He needs to be able to do that on a more consistent level next season if the Eagles are going to be right back where they are. Like, the Eagles are going to have to start throwing the football if they're going to want to win more games next season.
Yeah, and I kind of see it the same way. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you think the Eagles are going to need to throw the ball more this season to have the same level of success? I just think when you look at around the league, these coaches are really smart. They put in a lot of work. And everybody watch that Super Bowl. And who knows whether that is a blueprint to stop Saquon Barkley, shut down this running game. Not every team from a talent perspective will be able to do it, but I do think it's going to be harder for the Eagles to run the ball this year. 215-592-9494. We'll get your calls on this coming up. You want to get in. Do you think the Eagles need to throw the ball more this season, or do you continue to just pound the rock, pound Saquon Barkley? Don't change anything.
Pound Saquon Barkley's crazy.
Oh, man, that's a drop. Do they run the ball until somebody proves they can stop it? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Later on the show after practice, Jordan Mailata and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. will join us. We'll get to your calls coming up. Plus, we'll let you hear from Jordan Mailata and Jalen Hurts on how they're approaching this season. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94. WIP. Sports Radio 94, WIP. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show. We are broadcasting from Champ Camp in South Philly, Eagles training camp. Guys out on the field doing work. Jalen Hurts dropping back the pass right now. Deep pass down the sideline.
Money.
Caught by number – who's number three? Who's that?
Like number two, eh?
Oh, number two?
You know,
my eyes are bad.
My bad. You're sitting here with me asking me.
Okay, yeah, it's not Nolan Smith. He didn't throw it to Nolan Smith. But whoever threw it to, it was a nice pass from Jalen Hurts. But training camp in full swing. Training camps all over the league in full swing. How about the Jets, are they not just cursed? The news this morning,
tough,
Justin
man.
Fields carted off the field with a leg injury.
Yeah, like, that's correct. That's tough.
Second day of camp, man.
Yeah, that's tough. That is tough.
Absolutely brutal. But you want to get in, 215-592-9494. Jordan Mailata, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., they will be joining us in our RV here a little bit later on after practice. But asking the question to start the show today, do you think the Eagles need to throw more this year? Do they need to be more of a pass-heavy team? I think they do. I think in this league, if you're not kind of changing, if you're not evolving, you're falling behind. I think they need to throw more, Hugh. You say just keep running that rock.
I think when we talk about it like that, there's going to be some evolution, but I think you still have to have that threat of running the football, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's going to –
it was huge for you last year.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, it is a lot of fun watching 26 run the football, but I do think Kyle made a good point in the first segment as well as far as
– You mean after he attacked me? Or before he attacks
you? After he attacks you.
Okay.
He attacks you all the time, so it's like just common.
I'm just saying. After the verbal sparring that he gave you, like, you know, the physical attack. Yeah, it's
they really do team up on you, Joe.
No, this is what we do, man. I mean, we do this on a daily basis. It's just funny to me.
Yeah. By the way, I'm already dreading 1:30. I'm dreading.
What's happening at 1:30?
You people or 1:45?
1:45. You people.
Yeah. You people are gonna.
I had food in my beard. Yes, yeah. I had to make sure I ain't got no food.
We'll get your job suggestions in. You know, failed restaurant owner.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Owner of a Planet Fitness, but never goes into it. All the stuff they gave me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they did give you heat.
Please give those comments. 215-592-9494. You want to get in? Let's get started on the phones with Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Morning, man.
Good. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, Mr. Douglas, I got a new nickname for you. We're going to start calling you the Fountain of Wisdom, Douglas, because, man, nothing but truth and wisdom and facts coming from you all week long, man.
I try. I mean, I get ridiculed, but you know what? I'm going to keep speaking my truth, dog. I mean, that's what I do.
Listen, bro, I got your six.
Yeah, appreciate you.
You know, guys, we have a generational running back. And when you have a talent like that, you lean on him and you carry him all the way to yet another Lombardi, just like we did last year. Like, I don't understand. Like, like, you know, Kyle wants to just say, yeah, we had a plan that won us a world championship. Just scrap it. Let's do this other thing. I'm like, no, you do that if you need to. But you, until then, you continue with the plan. And the plan was run the ball. Don't turn over the ball. Dominate the on both the offensive and defensive lines. And most importantly, like Mr. Wise Douglas always says, defense is the most important thing, and you need to continue to play great defense. So, guys, I don't know why we want to go ahead and just, like, scrap the plan and just do something different. Like, no, you got the winning formula. You don't change it. It's nonsense to think otherwise.
Well, Chris, it's not scrap. I'm not telling you that the Eagles should ignore Saquon Barkley and not give him the ball. I just think when you look at defenses around the league, they're going to evolve, they're going to change, and you need to change with them. And if you have two of the best receivers in the NFL, you brought Dallas Goedert back. He is one of the best tight ends in the NFL. I feel like if you do throw the ball more, that'll just open things up for Saquon even more this season.
No, TK, you got to follow the logic here. The logic is you run the ball, and when they do what they did in the Super Bowl and they completely stack up against the run, that opens the pass, then you do it. The problem is, in the beginning of the year, we tried to go pass first, run second. That didn't work. We had to change it after the bye. And then, throughout every first quarter, early on through the season, if you watched it and into the middle of the season, they still kept trying to pass the ball, pass the ball, pass the ball. And we weren't scoring it all in the first quarter. And then finally, I said, you know what? We are a run-first offense, pass-second offense, and that's the order of importance. I don't care what the numbers are, how it's sliced up. Guys, I got to tell you something on a side note. I heard some good stuff on the radio yesterday. Spike handed out a new nickname yesterday afternoon. I don't know if anybody guys caught it. It's Two Burgers Aaron, because he clearly has eaten too many burgers. That guy out there, hey, guy, listen, go take care of yourself, all right, man? You can't be walking around turkey neck, okay? Go find an LA Fitness. They give a San Diego Charger fan discount. But getting back on track, Mr. Middleton, I'm hoping you're listening, because Mr. Baseball Douglas was correct about putting Lizardo in the bullpen and Painter in the bullpen. You need to listen to this man. He knows what he's talking about us. He's going to go out and bring us another world championship. We are the city of R-I-N-C-F. Rings, baby. Ring the bell.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call. There you go.
It's a lot to digest in that call. Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much.
Did you happen to hear that call with Spike coming after Aaron yesterday?
I did not, but it does surprise me. Spike's a little feisty, man.
I'm starting to feel, and now maybe this is a flaw on my part, I'm starting to feel a little bad for Aaron.
Why?
Because, I mean, everybody just crushes him all the time. Man, I mean, he's very unlikable.
Everybody just crushes everybody on this show and every other show that we're on. Like, what are you talking about?
That's true.
Well, I feel bad for anybody.
I mean, I don't really feel bad for Aaron. I mean, I was faking it, yeah.
Like my partners, I was out of town last week, and they talk bad about me. They don't know that I heard. Like, they didn't even put me in the top 25 all Eagles of all time. And they laughed and giggled about it all day long.
That is awful.
I mean, but that's what they do. That's what they do. We do that. We do this on a day-to-day basis. We don't agree with each other's opinion, then it becomes personal.
You know, Hugh, I put you on my Eagles quarter century
team. I told him, I'm at least in the top 50. At least in the top 50.
Definitely in the top
50. I'm taking the top 50.
I was happy to see you post a picture from the winery last week, though.
Oh, yeah. I like the whites, man. Yeah. I like the white wines. I like the white wines.
Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, listen. Like I said yesterday, this season is a statement season. I really believe, like, Jalen is locked in. He want to show everybody that, you know, we got the weapons, and he's going to activate everything. And like I said, it's all about the play calling, man. As long as the play calling is right, I know Jalen is going to have a fantastic season, bro. And, like, as far as him getting everybody on board, yes, we are the team to repeat. And a lot of people doubting us, but guess what? Everybody is locked in, and I think we're going to repeat this year.
Well, I mean, they have the talent to do it, no question about it, Will. I mean, they didn't lose really anybody on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously lost some pieces on defense, but I think that's another reason why when we look at the offense, like, even though they obviously ran the ball really effectively last year, I feel like they could have been more. I feel like there was a higher upside there. And, right. I mean, if we're looking at the defense and assuming they are going to take a step back because of the players they lost, the offense is probably going to need to do more. They're probably going to need to score more points this year.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything you said. You know, I just think, you know, I think Jalen getting everybody locked in, and I think that, you know, this is the season to actually show everybody that, like, this is our quarterback, and he want to show everybody that, listen, I can do everything that y'all saying I can't do. And he's going to show it this season, and we're going back to a repeat, baby.
Now, I agree with that. I think going into this season, as good as this team is, Jalen's going to be he's going to be under the microscope. Every pass that he makes, every pass that he doesn't make, and the way that he handles himself. I think, you know, thinking about yesterday, and they were talking about, you know, how he handled the ring ceremony and how he didn't put the ring on and everything. I think Jalen's in tune to what's going on around him. Because, man, he is a hot-button topic even now before the season has even started. We just started training camp, and we're already talking about Jalen Hurts' worth. Not here, but nationally. And it's become one of those things where I would imagine if I'm Jalen Hurts, you've been hearing it, and now you know that you have to take your game to the next level. So, to your point, there might be some pressure – for him to throw the ball more. But I think for Jalen, in order for him to be successful, he can't succumb to the pressure. He has to stay within himself. And what I mean by that is this. Don't try to do too much, you know, to appease the naysayers. Do what you need to do, like he said, to win the games. And when it's all written out and when it's all done, you will be exactly where you want to be. I think, like I said yesterday, I think Jalen's chasing greatness. Jalen wants to be considered one of the elite quarterbacks in the game. Now, the controversial thing for him is going to be how he got there. And a lot of people, like, because Howie said something yesterday that kind of stuck out to me. He got a lot of players that are in a prime. So there's a window there. You know, we're talking about repeating all this other stuff, but there is, like, to be honest, there's a window there. Where, you know, if you go on, you win another one, you go to another one, then there's no doubt in anybody's mind that Jalen's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Well, absolutely. And I think for the entire team, you know, when you look at this season, there is, I think they sense that opportunity is there, but I do like the mindset that a lot of them come in with. And here was Jalen talking yesterday about the mindset of the team coming into this year.
You used every word but repeat, and I can appreciate that. You know, I think it's just purely about resetting, you know, and being able to build that relationship and have those conversations. Those are always helpful. Something I look forward to and appreciate. Ultimately, it's a new journey. It's a Blake canvas, and we are who we are. We have what we have. And regardless, whether you win a championship or lose a championship the next year, you have to be able to reset, have the right focus, and pursue it with, you know, great intensity, great passion. And I think that's where we are. You know, we have a new team, new individuals, and we have, you know, a tight-knit core, you know, that's been here throughout time. And so we just want to continue to build that chemistry that we have.
And very much the mindset of last year's last year. It has nothing to do with this year. And here was more yesterday from Jordan Mailata.
About not preventing anything. Is that coming from you? Is it coming from Nick? Is it coming from you?
Which message?
About not preventing shit, right?
Like, oh, that's me. That's you. Yeah, that's just me. Nick would never swear. Come on, guys.
It's a team.
Most of the leaders feel the same way. Most of the leaders are on the same page with moving on. I am more, that was more me with the, we're not defending nothing. Because I hate hearing that. I think it attributes to a Super Bowl hangover. And yeah, I'm not trying to be hungover, mate. You know, I'm trying to move on. And when I hear, oh, these are the defending world champs, Man, we ain't I'm sorry, again, I apologize. We ain't nothing. We're just, we're out here to prove it all again. All over again. It's a whole new team. It's a whole new league. Like, come on, we got to go earn it. We're not defending nothing.
And, Hugh, I don't know how you feel. I really like them trying to get that message across, because I think when you look at it, too, like, obviously, Jordan Mailata, Jalen Hurts, it's not like they've been in the league for a decade or anything, but they've been on a lot of different teams. You know, they've been on some really good teams. 2020 was obviously really bad. They've been on kind of middle-of-the-road teams. I think it's important to get that message across to some of these younger guys who don't have all those experiences, only know success, to kind of say, yeah, we got to earn this thing every single year.
You know what? It feels to me like they're very self-aware. And we talked to Quinyon yesterday, and he talked about his work regimen. We talked to Nolan Smith yesterday. And, you know, talk to Jordan Mailata, and I talked to a few other guys. And the thing that I'm starting to realize is they're aware of the hangover, and they're doing everything in their power to make sure that that doesn't happen. And not only that, man, they know they have a good football team, and if they play this thing right, they could be good for the next couple of years, and they could capitalize on this. Like, you got a lot of cats, I would imagine. You got a lot of cats on this team that have Hall of Fame aspirations. You know, when we talked to Nolan Smith yesterday, and he didn't come out and say it, but you felt the energy that he was exuding and where he wanted to be. He wants to be considered one of the great ones. I kind of got that feeling a little bit from Quinyon, because when I asked him about his offseason and how it changed, and he was like, it didn't change much. He went to Toledo. He lives in Florida, but he went back to Toledo. That says a lot about him, because he knew – that in some way that's where work gets done.
Yeah.
In Toledo.
And impressive that, you know, a younger guy, coming out of his rookie season, has a great year, and he's not, you know, smelling himself at all. He's going back, like you said, to Florida, Toledo.
Yeah,
going
he's and I'm from Ohio. Toledo ain't the mecca of things to do.
Can't trash your home state, though.
No, I'm just saying, it's like you know, if he would have said Columbus, that's a little different, because it's a little bit more, you know, more like a city. But like Toledo, he went back to Toledo to work. I mean, that says a lot about him. And the more and more I talk to these guys here, they're locked in because they know they have a special group of guys. Like how we said yesterday, you got a bunch of guys that are in their prime. They're in their prime. And with that, I'll say this. The Eagles are going to have some off games, right, where it might be a little bit of a slog. Because I think about, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs a few years ago when they were trying to go back, and it was a little bit of a slog for them to get to the playoffs, but they got there. It's going to be a little bit of a slog. There's going to be some adversity that they're going to face. But they have enough talent on their team, in my opinion, where – they can have those clunker games, and if they play them right, they can still come out and win those games. As a matter of fact, they did it last year a lot. They did it quite a bit a lot. So they're in a good spot, and they realize that.
Yeah, and it is
they
really
just gotta, like, they just have to stay healthy and maintain their focus.
Yeah, and it is really hard to do, and I do like the fact that they've come in with that mindset of, hey, I mean, this is a completely different year, and even though they didn't win it in 2022, I think that's a real – good learning experience, where you had a lot of those same guys on the team. Obviously, you were great that year, but you come back the next year. It's not always the same if you're not doing things the right way. Let's go to DeMond in Delco. What's up, DeMond?
DeMond.
Yo, yo, good morning. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, good morning.
Yeah, Hugh, you're excited to hear from me, Hugh. What's going on this morning, man? DeMond.
You didn't sound very excited at all.
DeMond, I'm sorry. Dog, I'm sorry. I'm thinking. I was just sitting here just in my own thoughts. My fault. Good morning. How you doing? I didn't mean anything by it, dog. I promise. I didn't mean anything by it. I promise.
Listen, I'm calling.
Nice catch by A.J. Brown on the sideline.
I was just thinking about, you know, just in my own thoughts, man. But I'm happy to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm doing great, my boy. I'm doing great.
Happy to hear.
Yeah, man, let's get into it, man. Let's talk about our boys, man. So Kyle harassed me on the line like he usually do.
I did not.
But I gave him what he was looking for, so he probably ain't going to comment now.
He wanted an opinion. I know what he said. Have an opinion.
Have a take, DeMond.
That's how this works.
What's your take?
So I believe this year it's going to be more of the same from last year. The reason why I believe that is is because of where our team is built. You can't just come out and throw the ball a million times because we have the great wide receivers. I believe that the other team's defense and how what style they're playing and also how much we're up by dictates how we're going to play the game. I don't believe that Jalen needs to come out and throw a million times. I do believe it needs to be a more balanced attack as it was last year because I didn't see across the league, you guys keep talking about stopping my man Saquon, right? But you got to bring in new players to do that. You got to have new players, new personnel. If you got the same dudes on the team with a couple of new pieces in there, that ain't going to help you that much. Look at Dallas. They ain't stopping Saquon.
But DeMond, you don't think that after a full offseason of all these defenses, watching all this tape on the Eagles, you don't think they're going to put themselves in a better position to have success stopping the run game this year?
But maybe a little bit more, but look at our line. We got 300 and something. We have massive human beings blocking for him, man. You got to forget, it takes a team, right? And we're big up front. We have the best running back I've seen since Barry Sanders, and I'm going to say it right now, since Barry. I don't care what nobody else say. He never had the line to show y'all what he can do. When he got the line to show you what he can do, he's breaking them open wide open every single time. So, therefore, for me, he's like Barry. And then, on top of that, you got to understand, our wide receivers, if they come down and do it, we're going to pass them out again, like we did last season. And what y'all think about that? And also, I got some Jalen stuff before y'all let me go.
Well, I hear you, DeMond, awesome. But I do look at the Saquon part. I do look at the Saquon part of it. And Saquon, I mean, as much as we don't want to look at this, he had a massive workload last year. Like, I know he's a physical freak, but I don't think you can just have him continue to run the ball with that kind of frequency and keep him healthy all year long. I do think there's kind of a, excuse the term here, a load management thought that needs to go into this season to get Saquon to the finish line.
You're right about that, but I don't say run him into the ground. I just say run him the way we've been running him, not into the ground, because last year, if you look at the plays, he didn't get touched. He didn't get touched, but we're coming through the hole. We had the most open holes through the whole year in the whole league.
Why? Well, I got you.
Barely got covered this year.
I got you, DeMond. What do you got on Jalen?
So, Jalen, real quick. Joe Burrow. What's the other guy name?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. None of them dudes is better than Jalen. Josh will give you 20 to 30 interceptions. He's reckless. That's number one. What's the boy name? Lamar, he doesn't come up in the big games. His head's never in it. And up until this point, only last year he proved to us that he could almost get it done because somebody else was at fault. It wasn't his fault. Prior to that, every single year before that, it was his fault in the big games that he didn't get the job done. So, therefore, my guy outplayed him. And also, when he met these guys, he came against them, he killed all of them. None of them can beat him.
Yeah, we get it. He's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Well,
awesome.
DeMond, I hear you, and I appreciate the call, but, like, quarterbacks aren't always playing against each other. Like, they're playing the opposing defense.
They never are playing against each other.
I mean,
no, but we're splitting hairs now because that's how we always compare
them. But you look at the Bengals game. I mean, that Bengals defense, and Jalen played a great game against the Bengals.
Yes.
That Bengals defense, though, was awful, and the Eagles defense was really good. Mm. That does need to be taken into account a little bit.
Well, I look at it like this, man. We have our opinions about certain things, you know, and that's fine. And the tools that we use to argue our opinions are, you know, that's, you know, what we do. But the bottom line is this. He went to Cincinnati, and he won the game. And when a lot of people didn't think he was going to win the game.
Yep.
Because the head-to-head matchup was him against Joe Burrow. The defense did their part, and in turn, Jalen did his. You know, that's a fact. Now, the way that we want to parse that story up is on you, and which is fine, by the way. But that's just the way it is. Jalen went into Cincinnati in a week where a lot of people didn't think he was going to be able to do it because Cincinnati needed that game. They needed that game because they were reeling a little bit.
Oh, yeah. They were like,
and that was supposed to be their get-right game. You know what I mean? So Jalen handled his business.
Hmm. Yeah. No, he did. Played a great game.
I don't want to turn this entire thing into a Hurts versus
But you know
Burrow
what it's going to do. It's
the most
about
annoying
to be
thing in the world. I don't want to do it. So the Saquon thing with – what the mom was just talking about. Think about it this way. If you even think that he's going to be say 75% of what he was last season, so he's not going to run for 2,000. Say he runs for 1,500 yards. The Eagles were the eighth team in the NFL in terms of total offensive yardage. Just by simple math, in order to make up for that other 500 yards, that means the Eagles are probably going to have to throw more if you think that they're going to have to be a, if you think they're going to be a top 10 offense again. Like, and that's probably how they're going to have to win games next season. So I understand everyone wants to take the cop-out answer and say that, well, it's just whatever the game dictates. But, like, if you believe that Saquon is not going to get 2,000, which I think is a smart thing to believe, then they're going to have to make up for those yardages in some way.
Well, and also, just in terms of what the game dictates, logic would tell you that it's going to dictate you're going to need to throw the ball more. Like last year, I don't think teams expected the Eagles to be able to run the ball so well. Everybody knows now, last year, this was like the most dominant rushing team in like this era of modern day NFL football. Mm-hmm. Teams are going to go into it with the mindset of we want to make you throw the ball more, and I think that's why the Eagles are going to have to do it.
I look at it like this. The running game was all but dead before last year, and what Saquon Barkley was did, correct? I mean, can we agree with that?
Well, certainly this offense has not rushed the ball like that.
Well, and not only that, but there was not too long ago, running backs were becoming like the dinosaurs, and people were devaluing them. What the Eagles have done is brought back value to the running back position, and what most teams are equipped to do or not to do is stop the run, especially with a back of Saquon's caliber. And the reason why he's become such a factor in this is him, number one, and the offensive line that the Eagles have and allows him to have the ability to not be tackled in the backfield and get up on the second-level linebackers. Think about it like this. I play an era where Jeremiah Trotter was the middle linebacker. Jeremiah Trotter weighed about 250 pounds, maybe 260.
Mm-hmm.
What's the average weight for linebackers nowadays? Like 230?
Yeah, probably
225.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon Barkley is running downhill with a full head of steam, and he's just as big as you. And he has a full head of steam. Think about that. And these linebackers are going side to side, and he's going straight. They are making financial decisions. Most teams, and when I say it's what the game dictates, it's because most teams are built with smaller defenders, and they're built with smaller defenders that rotate a lot because they try to keep them fresh to get after the quarterback because most teams are throwing the football, so everybody on the defensive side is smaller. So now you have the X factor with the big offensive line that's moving the crowd, that's allowing Saquon Barkley to get up that head of steam so that when he makes that second level, if you ain't got that linebacker that's not afraid to have contact, then you have a problem. And when you look around the league and when I look at the teams that we're playing on this schedule, they're tough teams, but most of them aren't built or equipped to be able to handle the run at the volume that we like to run the football.
Yeah, and teams are going to have to figure that out. And definitely from a physical perspective, the Eagles do have the advantage there. And we'll see how defenses match up. Maybe numbers game, maybe stack the box more. But going to be interesting to see how defenses try to shut down this running game this year. More of your calls on this coming up. Do you think the Eagles are going to need to be more of a passing team next season? Jordan Mailata, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., they are getting set to join us. They'll join us in the next hour after practice concludes. And when we get back, we'll react to the Phillies last night. Very entertaining game. Maybe we owe Hugh an apology for a take he had a while back. So that's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.